I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are very expert in scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principles for the benefit of all human beings. Thus they are honored all over the three worlds, and they are worth taking shelter of, because they are absorbed in the mood of the gopis and are engaged in the transcendental loving service of Radha and Krishna. Sri Shad Goswami Prabhu Ki. So last night we went through chapter 20 and we discussed the general introduction to the subject matter of this southern side of the ocean of nectar of devotion. A little bit about what is rasa, just a little bit about the five bhavas, then in very simple terms, how one comes to the point of experiencing rasa or experiencing these five bhavas. And then we went into the subject of vibhava. We discussed how there are two types of vibhavas, alambana and udipan. Alambana means basic stimulants. There are two of them, Krishna and the devotees. So we talked a little bit about Krishna as a stimulant, as someone, something which excites the devotees and arouses their ecstasy, makes them feel ecstatic in different ways. So in order to do this, Krishna conducts himself in different ways, you could say. So the particular way that was discussed at the end of chapter 20, that is called Anya Rupa, Krishna assuming another form altogether, assuming a different type of body, even though it's Krishna, but he's now manifesting completely different. Then there's a second type which is discussed right at the beginning of chapter 21. So let's turn to the beginning of chapter 21. And in the first two paragraphs there is brief discussion about how Krishna may appear not in another form, but in his normal form, but in two ways. So technically, this is called Swarupa. Swa means your own. His own. Swarupa, his own form. Now, we have written this on the board there. You can see on your left-hand side. There's Anyarupa and Swarupa. These are two divisions. Another type of form altogether and his own form. But then under the heading of his own form, there are two divisions. The first is discussed in the first paragraph. It is called, in Sanskrit it's called Avrita. A-V-R with a dot under it, T-A. Avrita, Rupa. Disguised form or covered form. Here in the first paragraph, Prabhupada gives the example of Uddhava seeing Krishna one day in Dwaraka disguised as a woman. There's this extraordinary looking woman, and Uddhava is wondering, who on earth, what sort of woman is this? This woman is affecting me just like Krishna affects me. Maybe it's Krishna. he's dressed himself as a woman. So, that's Avrita Rupa, or Krishna in disguise. Krishna, who has literally covered himself with some clothing, maybe with some cosmetics, some makeup, some ornaments and decorations. It is Krishna as he is, but covered, disguised, as opposed to Anyarupa, which means that Krishna has assumed another body, like the cowherd boys and the calves. That was discussed at the end of chapter 20. Shortly, I'm going to ask you all, actually, to try and think about that. Yeah. So there are other examples. Although I'm not aware, at least, of there being many. But I'm definitely aware of one or two others. And then there is, it's called Prakat Rupa, the technical term. Prakat Rupa. Krishna as he is. Krishna as Krishna. Krishna the cowherd boy. No disguises, no nothing. Just Krishna as he normally is, with the flute, threefold bending form, and so on like that. So we have these two categories, and one of the categories then has two divisions. So in other words, there are three, altogether three ways that Krishna may manifest himself in order to stimulate the devotees as a vibhava, in other words. To excite the devotees, inspire the devotees to become ecstatic. So yes, Prabhu has brought up the next point that I was going to actually ask you about. We heard last night about Krishna assuming the forms of the cowherd boys and calves. Can anyone think of another pastime in which Krishna assumed a completely different form? You know, I was under the impression that Lord Narayan descended out of his mercy for the gopis, but maybe Krishna also assumed the form of Narayan. I know of one pastime like that. Okay. That's a very good one. That's a very good one. Not really. Not really Nrsingha Varaha. They are partial expansions. You know, maybe you could try and argue it, but Lord Chaitanya is directly Krishna. He's not an expansion, partial or whatever. He's actually Krishna himself. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahe Anya. Not Mohini, because, see, she's now an expanded form. I mean, we could sit here for hours and just think of different expanded forms, but here we're talking about Krishna. Krishna himself, in his own pastimes, assuming another form altogether. Aha. Very good. That's the other one I was thinking about. That's from Brahma Vaivarta Purana. The story is there. Krishna, as we know, he is Makanchor. He's a bit of a rascal. Steals butter. And, of course, it's all relishable, but sometimes some of those gopis whose butter storehouses he raids, they become as if they're angry. So one gopi, it's described in Brahma Vaivarta Purana, she hid herself. She was so much into it. She hid herself and ambushed Krishna and caught him and dragged him off to Mother Yashoda And as she was dragging him, Krishna assumed the form of her son. And they got to Mother Yashoda's house, Krishna's house. The lady knocked on the door. She hadn't looked back to see Krishna. She knocked on the door. Mother Yashoda came, and the lady said, "Just see, I caught your rascal son." And Mother Yashoda's looking and sees that it's that lady's son. And said, I think there's some mistake here. And the lady looked down and saw, "Oh, my Lord, it's my own son. What happened? Am I going mad or what?" So then, in a bewildered, embarrassed state, she went back home with her son, and Krishna turned himself back into Krishna and tugged on her hand. And she looked down, and it was Krishna again. And Krishna said, "You'd better not do that again, trying to get me into trouble. If you do that again, I'll change myself into your husband. Then you'll really make a fool of yourself." So that is another example that I thought of, at least, also. Yeah? Becomes Abhimanyu, that's true. He assumes the form of Abhimanyu. He doesn't just disguise himself. He actually takes on the same form. That's good. That's during the... It's one of those... what's it called? Chamatka Chandrika pastimes from Yavat. You know that one? Assumes the form of Abhimanyu and says... Well, it's a bit of a long story. We're going to explain it at Yavat next week, Saturday, I think. But tells Kutila that rascal Krishna has disguised himself as me, and he's going to try to come and enter our palace at the normal time I come home, but just know for sure that it's Krishna, it's not me. So get up on the roof over the entranceway and bombard him with big balls of cow dung and just curse him and just tell him what you think about him. And he'll tell you, tell him that we know who you are. You're Krishna. And you can be sure he'll deny it. He'll say, "What? Me? Krishna? I'm not Krishna. Look at me, I'm Abhimanyu." And then Krishna, disguised as Abhimanyu, said, "Then you know he's a real cheater and liar." So then you bombard him more. Okay. Can any of you think of any other example? Yes. I see. For Jarasandha. See, I think that's more disguise. That's more disguise than like a completely different form. Totally different person, apparently. In the Brahmavimohana Lila. Yes, no, we talked about that. That's there in the Nectar of Devotion. Other examples. Aha. I think that's more in the disguising. I mean, it's a good example, but from the disguising category. Sorry? Oh, I see. Well, that's also interesting. Krishna at Imlital. He assumes the golden complexion of Lord Chaitanya. Right. Okay, so those are some good examples. Now, how about Krishna in disguise? Well, someone mentioned the snake doctor. That's another Yavat story. Krishna disguises himself as a young girl, female snake doctor, and treats Radharani for the snake bite of separation from him. He's the best doctor for that. Now, I know, how about some other examples? Prema Samputa, yeah. That's a book of, who is that? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, I think, in which Krishna disguises himself as a demigoddess. It's disguise. It's Krishna. But he has made himself up and dressed himself and speaking in such a way that apparently he's a demigoddess. And, if you're not familiar with the story, it's in the more recent book of Shivaram Maharaj. Very nice book. Na Paraye Hum. And so Krishna, as the demigoddess, comes to Radharani, crying and crying, like traumatized altogether. And Radharani pleading with her, please tell me what's wrong. And Krishna, disguised as the demigoddess, just looks at her and cries more and more and more. That's really quite something. Till Radharani is very concerned. And then Krishna, disguised as the demigoddess, says, you know, I feel so sorry for you. That rascal Krishna is cheating you. He says he loves you, but immediately he runs off and meets another girl and tells her that he loves her. And it's terrible. It's really immoral. And you're just so innocent and sweet and naive that you don't know what's going on, and I feel so sad. But now I've come to tell you, just reject him. That's all. He's a rascal. He's not worth the trouble. Just give him up immediately. So then eventually, it is a long, fairly long story. It's a book, actually. So in the end, Radharani is saying, no. I know Krishna loves me. Don't criticize him. He may tell other girls he loves them, but that's just to sort of appease them or something. But actually, I know he only really loves me. And Krishna, in disguise, is saying, no, it's not true. I've been watching him. I've seen it. So in the end, Radharani says, you know, there is a secret. That is, how I know that Krishna loves me. Because Krishna and I are one. We are one person. So naturally I know him. He's me. Of course I know him. So I know he loves me. Then Krishna, as the demigoddess, says, really? Well, if you're really one, bring him here right now. So she goes into meditation, and Krishna abandons his disguise. There he is as Krishna. Radharani comes out of the meditation. Oh, where did that demigoddess go? Anyway, that's a nice story. Oh, there's another story in Chamatkar Chandrika. The story of Krishna as the singer. You know that story? Radharani was angry with Krishna. So Krishna went, disguised as a woman, as a singer. And in order to please Krishna, she sang. I mean, in order to please Radharani, Krishna, disguised, sang. And Radharani was thinking, wow, what a singer. This is amazing. This is the most beautiful singer. But then the other gopis noticed, actually, it's that rascal Krishna. And they told Radharani. So Radharani thought of a crafty plan. So she told Krishna, disguised as the singer, you know, you're singing so beautifully, I want to reward you immediately. I want to give you a whole set of clothes, so we will change you completely, right here, right now. And Krishna said, well, thank you, but I'm quite happy in these clothes. It's not necessary. I just want to serve you. I don't want any reward. But Radharani was saying, well, no. I must. I feel I have to do it. And so in the end, Krishna couldn't resist. And they started changing him. And, well, I don't know if I should mention it, but they got to a certain point and two mangoes fell out. And then Krishna couldn't say anything more. That is said to have taken place near Barsana at Velasca. So those are some examples. Can any of you think of any other example? Oh, Manasi Ganga. The boat stories. Nauka Leela. That's Manasi Ganga. Yes, that's definitely. That's also true. At Surya Kund, sometimes Krishna disguises himself as a Brahmin because Radharani, she is connected. She is the daughter of the sun god. That's a bit of a long story. But she is known as one of the daughters of the sun god, and she worships the sun at Surya Kund. So to associate with her, sometimes Krishna goes to do the puja as a Brahmin. And of course he goes with Madhu Mangal, who is a first class paka bridge busy Brahmin, sort of his own version. And so Madhu Mangal starts to recite the mantras. And usually Jatila goes with Radharani. And Jatila, you know, she's there every day or regularly, whenever it is. When they're normal Brahmins, she hears the mantras. But Madhu Mangal, he chants some other mantras. Like, you know, they are... They're mantras with double meaning. They could be taken to be mantras, but also, actually what they really are, they're glorifications of Radharani. You're so beautiful, you're so sweet, or, you know, whatever it may be. But it sounds a little bit like a mantra. And then Jatila interrupts, wait a minute, what are these mantras you're chanting? I never heard these mantras before. And Madhu Mangal, totally unfazed, says, what would you know about our Vedic mantras? You just know the cowherding songs. That's all you know. So, and Jatila says, oh, sorry. And then Krishna, as he is, well, of course, there's so many pastimes there. Now, what we said we wanted to do, last night we said we wanted to do today, was have a look at some of these qualities of Krishna. Now, how does Krishna manifest? How does he act as a vibhava? How does he stimulate the devotees? He stimulates them because he has many qualities. Actually, he has an unlimited number, in fact. But Rupa Goswami has grouped them into 64 sort of general headings, which are discussed here. In chapter 1 and chapter 21 and chapter 22, they're basically simply discussing the qualities of Krishna. So I thought that you all, as an experiment, we could divide you into some groups, and each group could take a few qualities. And what I thought you could do is, you'll see, of course, Prabhupada and Rupa Goswami, they've given, in each case, one or two or three even, different examples, different pastimes in which Krishna manifested this quality or that quality. So I thought what you could do is get together in small groups, try and think of some other pastimes and other ways that Krishna manifests certain qualities. How does that sound? Yeah? Yeah. Well, we will give you, like, say, each group, 4 or 5, something like that. So you can read through, you'll have to read through them because you have to expand on what Prabhupada has given, basically. And then, I guess tomorrow night, then some of you can make some presentations and see if you can stimulate everyone else. Present Krishna in such a way that you can manifest him as a vibhava nicely. How does that sound? Anyway, I thought we could try it rather than me just sort of rattling on all the time. So let's try this. So just read through the 5 that you're doing first so you know what you're talking about. And number one, a point about number one. It is different from number whatever it is, 64 or so. Or anyway, the one which is in the last 4, you know. This is particularly very beautiful. Number one is particularly very beautiful, specific parts of the body, like face or, you know, whatever, eyes. It is not just his beauty. You understand that? You'll see that. It is a little different. It's not just that the same one is appearing twice in the 64.